with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. As of January 1st, it's finally okay to brew beer with fruit, honey, and other ingredients. Wait, you thought that was already legal in California? Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains how a little-known rule is now changed to catch up with growing craft beer trends. It's part of our series on new California laws taking effect in 2020.
Right around Christmas, I walked into Sacramento's Oak Park Brewing and found several beers on tap and in cans, some brewed with ingredients the state could have taken issue with. Bartender Melissa Till runs down the list for us.
We've got a chocolate persimmon porter, a pear wit, a home for the hoppadays, and a mango pale ale.
All of those beers technically would have been against the law, but breweries across the state make them all the time, and most had no idea they were crossing a line. Same for customers. Darla Mills from Shingle Springs ordered the porter at Oak Park Brewing. I asked whether she knew the recipe breaks California law.
Oh, heaven, no, I didn't. That's pretty funny.
Over in the brew house, brewer Raj Little was busy cooking up a hazy double IPA.
So I didn't know anything about the law.
And head brewer Jeff Scott says he didn't either and believes that's widespread in California's craft brewing community.
I mean, growing up as a home brewer, I've put fruit in beers since I started brewing because I saw all the bigger breweries incorporate fruit into some of their beers. So I didn't think there was anything wrong with it or it was ever like against the law or whatever you want to call it.
Leah Bailey is with the California Craft Brewers Association, the group that pushed to get rid of the restrictions.
Technically, it was like Prohibition days, lots of illegal beers out there being consumed by a lot of loving consumers.
And she means a lot. California has more than 1,000 craft breweries, twice as many as any other state. And it's likely that a majority of them have brewed something with ingredients the state deems unlawful. So tweaking the rules is a big deal.
It's a definition of beer change, which is pretty historic for California.
Brewer Raj Little says that change could help spur a new wave of beer experimentation. And this time, it'll all be legal in the eyes of the state.
I think a lot of brewers want to be creative. I think it's going to open up a lot of doors.
Relaxation of the ingredient list goes beyond just adding fruit. Brewers can now also use honey, herbs, spices, and other things to boost the brew. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
California needs even more ambitious climate change goals. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports that's the message behind the California Green New Deal Act.
It's the second bill of its type, and this time it's being reintroduced with more specific language. It aims to fast-track the state's climate goals while addressing how disadvantaged communities are unequally burdened by the effects of climate change. Democratic Assemblymember Shirley Weber.
Why aren't there people of color involved in this whole issue of the environment? And this New Deal says we have to be.
The authors suggest a doubling of the available affordable housing and public transportation by 2030, while at the same time further reducing emissions. Democratic Assemblymember Rob Bonta authored the bill.
Those who have suffered most from our fossil fuel economy must be first in line to benefit from the new clean energy green society.
Bonta says California can't successfully curb climate change without addressing the root causes of inequity in the state. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
A 42-year-old desert tortoise celebrated for her season-changing perception is likely to emerge from her winter's nap soon at the Living Desert Zoo in Palm Desert. And students from schools throughout the region were invited to submit their predictions on when that might happen. The zoo's director of conservation says Mojave Maxine is a great ambassador for the facility, helping to educate the public about the peril of the threatened desert tortoise. Last winter, Maxine poked her head out of the burrow on the morning of January 29th. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.